This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our pal Nate Davis, USA Today Sports, to go around the National Foosball League with us. Nate, what's your favorite game this weekend?
Oh, my favorite game is probably tomorrow night, Danny. The Seahawks and the 49ers.
That's what I realize. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I realize it's not an elimination game, but I mean, obviously the stakes are huge, two quality teams, and I mean, I feel like it's pretty close, 50-50. You can make a case for either one. So yeah, I'm definitely kind of looking more forward to that than looking forward to like who gets the four seed and probably is out the next week games. So yeah.
Another big game coming up Sunday, Tampa and the Carolina Panthers. And if you've been following Tampa, they're kind of in a tailspin here. One, who do you think wins the game? And then two, is Todd Bowles' seat starting to heat up there in Tampa?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it seems like it's probably more warm than we would expect. I mean, he is obviously on the cusp of a fifth straight division championship there, but we kind of know what those championships have been relatively worth, and I think they've only advanced as far as the divisional round one time post Brady. But the optics haven't been good lately. I mean, I think they've lost 7 of 8, and obviously that press conference he had about guys not caring and all that after the loss to Atlanta on the Thursday night game. You know, I think on December 11th. I mean, that sounds like a guy who's frustrated with his team, but it also sounds like maybe a team that's not hearing the message of a coach that's been there for a minute now. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think if they're at least competitive tomorrow, he ought to be fine. I mean, the players generally do like playing for Todd Bowles. We'll see what happens. Crazier things have happened than to see a perennial, division winning coach, get fired.
Then I want to go to the Rams quickly. Sean McVay is now, I don't know what the right word is, notorious isn't the word, but known for not giving his guys even like a microsecond in preseason. They don't treat it very seriously at all. They keep everybody rested. I get it if you've got Matt Stafford and company. But still, they don't really play guys in the preseason. They're playing everybody this weekend because he's not happy with how they're doing down the stretch. Just, just quantify those for me. And what do you make of them coming off a disappointing loss?
Yeah, I was thinking about the exact thing the other day, Danny. I'm thinking, these guys ought to have gas in the tank because they basically get, at least in terms of football, they get August off. In terms of games.
Right.
I mean, I will say, too, he is one of those coaches that is very intentional about getting his guys, live work in joint practices. So it's not like his starters aren't doing nothing that time of year. And the results of a team that's almost always in the playoffs tells you he's onto something there and has kind of cracked that code. But, I also kind of admire that they're not playing great right now, but to me, they're still pretty good. I mean, to me, despite the losses the last 2 weeks, I've kept them number one in my power rankings. I mean, to me, they still got the best quarterback, the best wide out. The defense can be dominant at times. I'm a little worried at how some teams have run on them a little bit, but not everybody has Bijan Robinson either. And I thought that going into that game Monday night, where they kind of slept walk through the first half. I mean, they knew there wasn't really anything at stake at that point. So I thought a letdown probably wasn't that surprising. But they don't have a ton to play for this week either, other than, if they really want to get that four seed and go back to Carolina where they did lose earlier this season or go play Tampa where they've won the playoffs before. But I trust McVay. I mean, to me, he's a great tactician, but he's also a great motivator and connects with his guys very well. I wouldn't be surprised if he maybe pulls back on the reins or loosens the reins after halftime. But we'll see how they play against the Arizona team that's pretty much dead man walking at this point.
Yeah, their coach probably going to end up getting fired as well, talking about Jonathan Gannon. Nate, we haven't had a non-quarterback win the MVP since Adrian Peterson back in, I believe it was 2012. How strong is Christian McCaffrey's case?
I don't think strong enough to be the next one. Frankly, I think he's a little underappreciated. I mean, I think I kind of termed him, he's kind of the rhythm guitar of that offense now. I mean, he's not – this isn't to me the same CMC of 2 years ago where he was getting these huge runs and making these game-breaking plays with consistency. I mean, he's been an amazing workhorse for them. I mean, I think he's at or he's going to have 400 touches by the time, you know, tomorrow night is over. But he's only averaging about 5 yards a touch, both rushing and receiving. So you're seeing a guy that's playing, you know, a lot more physical football, isn't getting kind of the breakaway and plays in empty spaces that maybe he normally has for the balance of his career. But, you know, it certainly is ironic that a team that always seems like it's got a major injury or two every year has really been able to rely on a guy who seems like he's often dealing with injuries. But I mean, he's been there week in and week out for them. So, I mean, to answer your question, yeah, I think you could make a great case for him. But I don't know that he's going to get past Drake May or Matthew Stafford at the end of the day.
Nate, how real is this discord in Baltimore? Is this just kind of the usual people, the season's bad and people are kind of annoyed that Lamar's been out of the lineup, or is there more to it? Do you feel like people are gruntled, if not disgruntled?
Gruntled. It is an interesting stew there. I mean, and it's an interesting kind of region when you, I mean, the Ravens fans are among the most vocal, I feel like, online with their general dissatisfaction. But I feel like a lot of times they make great points. I mean, the game against New England where they forgot about Derrick Henry reminded you of the game against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game a few years ago where they also forgot they could run the ball and completely, like, threw out their game plan or their identity in a game that was clearly winnable or they were even ahead. So some of the things Harbaugh and Munkin do certainly are perplexing given the identity of that team. I mean, I can't speak personally to where the relationship is with Lamar, but, I mean, he's a different kind of dude. And I mean, we've seen him kind of go the unorthodox route with playing on the franchise tag and not signing the deal earlier than he had to. And I mean, this offseason is going to be interesting because I want to say his cap number for 2026 is like $74 million or something that's not tenable without either an extension or being reworked or whatever. So there's some kind of decision coming on him soon, but it's hard to imagine that there's going to be a divorce for Lamar Jackson given all he's done for them, in spite of the fact that this has been one of those years where he hasn't been available all the time and it hasn't been great, you know, and has been injured for much of the season.
Nate, appreciate you as always, buddy. Happy New Year and have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Good to talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.